Hello.
This is the Gimmick Podcast, finally. I'm Kim.
And I'm Michaela.
Wow. It just seemed like pulling teeth to try and get this one out.
Huh. Life gets in the way sometimes.
You know, it's been snagging us a little bit here and there. We've been sick. We've got a wedding coming up. We have got school started. So we got the baby to school. The baby is not so much a baby anymore. Mm-hmm. She's growing up so fast. Mm-hmm. Like all kids do. Mm-hmm. But we missed you guys so much. It just feels like forever. And I have failed us on doing any artwork and communicating. So I apologize to all of you guys. I hope you're all doing well. Just hanging in there, I hope. I'm still working on my voice there for a while. I couldn't even speak without choking, coughing, and gagging. And it's still not the best. It's still raspy, but I probably sang the best today that I have in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Singing helps. How are you? How are you doing? Oh, you've had...
I'm fine.
You've had one of those days.
I've had a day.
It's just like...
But it's fine.
But it's Friday.
It is Friday.
I love Fridays. Fridays, for us, were always craft. We did what we called craft corner. So the girls were at school, and I would clean the house top to bottom, and then I'd go pick them up from school, and the evening was ours. We would paint. We would just get all our craft stuff and make collages of whatever. We would sew, we would color, we would whatever. We always watch some cool movies. And this time of year, the Halloween. We do get our Halloween out early.
It's spooky season.
I've already started decorating for fall, even though it's not quite fall yet.
It's fall.
It's really kind of warm here, but
it is quite warm, but it's fall.
But it's fall. Pumpkin spice wraps, I betcha, are out somewhere.
They are. They've been out since August.
We might have to go get one tomorrow. Wink, wink. So, palm reading.
That's the topic.
And I thought about doing it about the traditional palm reading and the lines and all that stuff, but... I have never been good at reading the lines on my own hand, much less anybody else's. It's really, really deep and it's fascinating and all that. But I'm like, I don't have the attention span or the dexterity to write all those words. So I decided to go in a different direction because one thing I always love to do is do something that people don't expect. And I thought, well, when people see palm reading, they're going to think it's the reading of palms and, you know, my fate and my future and blah, blah, blah. And I kept thinking, well, if your fate changes or your future changes, do your lines change? And, you know, that's a whole deep thing. So anybody wants to go down that deep rabbit hole, it's fascinating and interesting and all that. But I just, in an hour span, it was too much for me. So I decided to just talk about fascinating facts, actual facts about the human hand, which they're pretty cool.
Hands are pretty dang cool.
Hands are just probably the most useful tool of any human, actually. When you think about it, it's hard to do a lot of things without hands. Mm-hmm. Hands that satisfy.
The rumblers that only hands can satisfy.
That's right. So I have a word of today.
Okay.
It's ataraxis. ataraxis. And it is a state of freedom from emotional disturbance and anxiety.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Tranquility.
Ooh.
Ataraxis means living without anxiety, which I have no idea what that's like. But it sounds lovely.
It does sound very nice.
And I did find there is a song that just came out today, I believe. There's so much music coming out.
I know. It's my been stars. A whirlwind.
Oh, my stars. I believe it's called Before Dawn, but it's by Jade Ashtangini, the one I featured before. It is really pretty. It's like a meditation, kind of a peaceful piano piece that she wrote. She composes her own music, and it's fabulous. It's called, I believe it's Before Dawn, but I just discovered it like an hour ago. So, yay. Anyway, I put Ataraxis, which is that song gives you a feeling of tranquility.
Ooh.
That's why I brought it.
That's quite nice.
But I put it in a sentence. The Ataraxis feeling Sally got from her meditation class made the extra 30-minute drive worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you've got to go out of your way for tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of music, there is so much going music. On. I don't know. We should pick a song.
We should pick a song.
You go first.
Because I've been building up the songs that I was picking for a while.
Mine has changed here and there.
Mine has changed, and even now I might change one in the process before I get to one of them.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes. I changed my mind a lot.
Do you want me to go since I have found the permanent songs that I'm going?
If you would like, it's not.
Well, I'm going to go then.
Okay.
So I picked the new brand new song, Hey Hello, by Peter Elias and Cha Eun Woo. They did a collab together. And they had done one before that I loved. It was, I believe it was Peter's song, and Eun Woo sang with him, and they sound fabulous together. But I guess he was being trolled by all Eun Woo's fans. They're like, make another song, you know? And he's like, okay. So they wrote a song called, and I think it's his. I haven't gone down that deep a rabbit hole, but I believe Peter wrote this song from what I know. But it's called Hey Hello, and I really, really like it. And I think it's especially good for our podcast because we want to connect with everybody. And we would love to, you know, go to Rome and have pizza with you and go to Tokyo and all over the world and meet people all over the world. Because I think we're all wonderful and unique and special and awesome. So, hey. Hello. We missed you, Keys. We missed you so much. Like, I told Michaela, like, it just feels like forever since we've done anything. And I can't even begin to tell you how many weeks it's been.
It's been forever.
It's been a long, long while. So, Hey Hello by Peter Elias and Cha Eun Woo. Hey Hello by Peter Elias and Cha Eun Woo. It's such a happy song. I love it. I love it a lot. So
it's very cute.
Yeah. So you can sing it to your lovely one in your life. Everyone has someone lovely, yes. Don't they? Hopefully. Yes. I hope so.
Anyway, so too.
We'll be your lovely if you don't have someone. Like Chani. Chani always says, if you don't have a date for certain, he always says, I'll be your date. Yes. Like for Halloween or Christmas or whatever.
Valentine's.
Yeah, he's so sweet. If you don't have anybody, I'll be your date.
And speaking of Chani.
Yes.
While we have been away, yes, Stray yes. Kids had a comeback.
Mm.
It's so good.
Song.
It's
the Twilight song.
It's so good. And of course, the day it came out, I went on a massive hunt for the album.
She did good.
I was successful. I did have to go to multiple stores, but I was that K-pop fan that day.
Yeah.
Because I just went to multiple stores and was like, do you have the new Stray Kids album?
They had to go to the back to find
it. Yeah, they had to go to the back because I got there at store opening because I was that
one of
bad.
She's one of those girls.
But Chick Chick Boom is so good. It's one of my top songs of the year that's come out this year.
And she did go see the new Wolverine.
I did. And that was
highly recommends it. She said it was really good. I haven't seen it. We were going to go to the drive-in, but it's been just stinking hot. And then we had fires really close to us, like dangerously close to us. That was another snag for us was...
it's always something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, normally we do have kind of raging things going around us, but not as close as this one was.
It was very close.
We were ready to pack the bags and...
Yes.
That's always scary. Anybody's going through that, I'm sorry. Hang in there. Yes. There's better days coming.
Yes. But I was just really thrilled when I saw the Chick Chick Boom video, and it has Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman in it.
So funny.
I was just over the moon, thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. Because Wolverine is my favorite superhero. And... It was so good to see Hugh Jackman as Wolverine one more time.
He is Wolverine.
He is.
In our minds. So
it's definitely, Deadpool and Wolverine is definitely my favorite Wolverine movie.
He's really encompassed that character beyond well. Oh, yeah. Beyond well, I think.
And then it was just cool having one of my loves, which is comic books, meeting one of my other loves, which is K-pop. And having it together is just, it was a very magical moment.
So we were so geeked when Ryan made a comment about the Stray Kids video that won the Kingdom,
Kingdom Legendary
Wars.
Yeah,
yeah. And the friendship grew from there.
It's really cool. It's
now
really
my cool. favorite Australian. Yeah.
But anyway, so that is why I picked Chick Chick Boom. I've been planning on picking it since the album came out. So like a month ago.
So catchy.
It's so good.
The album is really good.
It is a really good mini album. Every track is really, really good. I really like Jam, too.
Jam's good.
Jam is fantastic.
I like Twilight, too.
Twilight is really good. But anyway, this is Chick Chick Boom by Stray Kids.
Let's go.
Stray Kids.
Such a fun song.
It's so good.
Yay,
and the video is so cool. The video is so cool. And they also had a song on the Deadpool Wolverine soundtrack.
Yeah.
Slash. Which I still think it was a missed opportunity because they should have called the song Snicked. They should have.
But
it's fine. It's cool. That's just me. That's fine. It's a good song, too, though.
Very good. Facts about the human hand.
Yes.
Let's go. There are a total of 27 individual bones in the human hand. 8 carpal bones at the base of the hand, 5 metacarpal bones in the middle part of the hand, and 14 phalanges, finger bones. And they're connected by joints and ligaments. About 1/4 of all our body's bones are found in the hand. So the hands are a big deal. Our hands have 29 major joints, at least 123 ligaments, 34 muscles, 48 nerves, and 30 arteries. Oh, I never realized it was that intense. And I even took anatomy class. I knew they were a big deal, but...
Yeah.
You know, when you're cramming all that stuff in your brain in college, it just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Being a DJ at night, morning classes, you know, getting home, we get in bed about 3, class at like 10. Hard to remember all those things.
But yeah.
There are no muscles in our fingers, which I was like, really? And then I started remembering my anatomy class, and yes, they're right. Our fingers can move because of the muscles located in the palm and in the middle of the forearm, and they're connected to our finger bones by tendons, which pull and move our fingers like strings of a puppet. It's just kind of cool when you think about it.
And admit it, you're doing it right now with us. Yes. You're moving your fingers like a puppet.
Yes.
And you're just like,
whoa. As I'm telling you.
Whoa.
It's kind of groovy.
They're doing it too.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know it. On average, men tend to have longer ring fingers than index fingers. Women are vice versa. I Huh. Interesting.
Weird.
I don't know.
My ring finger is definitely shorter than my index finger.
Hmm.
Weird.
Weird.
I'm going to stare at guy's hands.
Yeah. See how can compare.
Yeah. Let's
see. Only 10 to 15% of the entire population is left-handed. Woo! That's not very many of us.
No.
Only 1 in 100 are ambidextrous, meaning they can use both hands equally. So we're an oddball, strange little small amount. But that's because, and I wonder because I came from the age where they changed your hands. They didn't want left-handed people.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be from the devil and, you know, bad things and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Why not to think I'm a very good person? You know, but they did try to change me at first, and my mom stepped in and said, nope, it's not going to happen. So then they stopped, but I got a lot of guff. They would say, oh, you're making your zeros backwards, which did not make any sense.
It's a zero. Circle. Does it matter?
Does it matter? Way? It connects.
It's a circle.
Whether you get there from the left or the right, you know. You're cutting hairs. You're splitting hairs there. So what sets our hands apart from other mammals is our opposable thumbs. This means our thumbs and fingers work together. Now I'm going to watch animals because I always thought they could.
They don't have thumbs, though.
Yeah. The average hand length for adult women is about 6.7 inches, while for men it's about 7.4 inches. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Our fingers are more sensitive than our eyes. Our fingertips have many receptors responsible for sending messages to the brain. Then the vena amoris, the vein on our ring finger, has a direct line to our heart. That's why we wear the engagement ring on the left hand's finger, because it is also known as the vein of love, baby.
I never knew there was like a real reason why it was that finger.
Now you do.
Wow.
See how smart you are?
So smart.
You stepped in just thinking it was just a regular hand. Au contraire, my little daughter. Motor cortex is part of the brain that controls all movements in our body, and about a quarter is devoted to the muscles in our hand. Dang.
It takes a lot to move them.
Dang. You know, when you think about a puppet on a string, there's a lot going on there. So,
Lara's. Yeah.
Brain's got to be on top of things, or you'd be like, what? Dropping stuff?
You'd be a sack of meat.
You'd be like the beast with five fingers.
The crawling hand.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
That is a really good movie.
It is.
The Beast with Five Fingers with Peter Lorre.
It's nice to eat. I mean, me too.
It's a really old, scary movie.
Unlike other areas of our body, our palm is hairless and can't be tanned. So you can't tan your hand, the palm of your hand. Your palm allows you to grip objects with the fascia, a layer of connective fibrous tissue between the skin and the metacarpals, allowing the hand to grasp objects without sliding the skin out of position.
Ew.
So we actually have this kind of, that's kind of cool.
Special.
We have special little grippy skin on our palms so we don't drop things. And on that lovely note, we're going to pick a song.
See, you said so the skin doesn't slip, so my brain started thinking about what it would be like if the skin would slip around on your hand. And
when you think, grab the top of your hand and move it, see how your skin slides around, but your palm, it doesn't. How groovy is that? So it's got this layer that makes it grippier and more solid than, yeah, because all your other skin is always sliding around, you know?
Skin is so weird.
Skin is,
if you just,
it's so amazing
about having
how it breathes, but it doesn't like absorb all the water. Like when you take a shower, you think it would just like,
but it kind of does too, like a little bit,
but it
like
it can ground you.
Like, I know,
you know, it's complicated
and it's alive. It's the biggest organ on your body.
Mm. Bingo.
Wild.
That's why
skin
like,
is weird.
It's like, yeah, there's a lot to palm reading, you know, the art, the artistry of that, but Just the basic facts of hands alone is pretty stinking kind
of
cool.
The hand in and of itself is pretty dang cool.
We are amazing creatures, all of us.
Weird ones, but pretty amazing.
So I picked an old 1954 song called Hold My Hand by Don Cornell. Don Cornell. sound like the nanny or something else. So, Hold My Hand by Don Cornell, 1954. Let's go. Hold My Hand by Don Cornell. It's a great song. It reminds me of Dean Martin, and I love it.
I love Dean Martin.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's somebody. See, I'm getting it back a little bit. It's still rest, but okay, back to facts or a couple jokes.
Let's do a joke.
Okay. Why did the Tooth Fairy fall in love with the Sandman?
Why?
She thought he was dreamy. What do you call songs you compose in bed?
What?
Sheet music.
That one's clever.
Why was the astronaut hungry?
Why?
Because he missed his launch. Launch.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Okay, that was stretching a little bit.
Yeah, you know, they're
not always a hit, you know.
It's cool. I get it. Yeah. I get it.
They're meant to be kind of daddish and cheesy and kind of horrible.
Yeah. So.
The human brain is hardwired to engage the hands to accurately communicate one's emotions, thoughts, and sentiments. Those who hide their hands while speaking are perceived as less open and honest. And people often steeple their hands, like in a steeple, to express confidence and will rub their hands together when feeling stressed. And boy, that's me. I am a hand-rubbing person.
You are.
I never really noticed that about me, but after I read that and wrote it down, I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You are.
It's a way to calm ourselves.
Mm.
And it's kind of interesting, but like whenever I was sick, my mom would like rub my belly real soft. So it actually is a calming thing.
Mm. A self-soothing thing.
And that's why. So it makes sense to me. So. How we touch others is determined by how we feel about them. So touch them with the palm of the hand is warm and affectionate, while touching with the fingertips betrays less affection. Hmm. Like if you just kind of reach in and go, ugh. I'll just touch you with my little tip of my finger. I'm not as affectionate as like the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
So, When we are comfortable and contented, blood flows into the hands, making them warm and pliable. Stress makes our hands feel colder and more rigid. Makes sense.
Mine get really sweaty.
Ew.
When I'm nervous.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine gets super cold.
Mine gets sweaty when I'm nervous.
Yeah. But I don't have the best circulation, so.
Yeah, you're always cold.
Cold hands, warm heart, though they say. When you feel strong and confident, the space between your fingers grows, making your hands more territorial. When you feel insecure, the spaces disappear. In fact, you may find yourself tucking your thumbs under your fingers when under a lot of stress. Huh. And I do that too. I do. So that is a truth for me. Interesting, huh?
It is. Huh.
When you feel confident, your thumbs will rise more often as you speak, especially if your fingers are intertwined in front of you. So your little thummies are going to go all happy and go, woohoo, it's a party here. La, la, la. I feel confident, but if you don't, I'm going to hide underneath those other fingers. I'm going to hide in shame. It's like, you know.
Weird.
Wild. So you can read a lot into people's hands. It's kind of cool.
And that's not even going with all the lines. That's just about the hands.
That's just the basic scientific facts of your hands, which fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When shaking hands, our handshake should mirror the person's handshake with good eye contact. Nobody likes someone who, you know, like shakes really hard or the really wet noodly, like
the limp noodle.
So it for good communication, they say try to mirror whatever. But boy, it's hard when someone's grabbing the and squeezing the little life force out of your hand. How do you can't even move. So, and I don't like handshakes like that. I like them a little firm. You know, kind of nice, like someone's there.
Yeah.
I don't like a wet sock.
Yeah. I feel like I overthink handshakes way too much.
Mm.
Maybe it's just like an anxiety thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if someone puts their hand out to me, I'm like, okay, it's the handshake. Like, all right, like we're going to go in for it. We're going to be strong. We're going to make the eye contact. And then afterwards, then I evaluate the handshake.
Mm. It's worse when you're left-handed.
Oh.
Because I want to shake with my left hand, but everybody shakes with their right hand.
Yeah.
So I have that moment where I'm reaching with the left hand. Oh, no, no, no. You know, it's what? 10% of the whole population that has left hands. So.
Yeah.
So I have to consciously think. Stretch out your right hand to shake people. So so I'm really awkward when it comes to shaking hands. I'm more probably wave at you. Hey.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, there's all that. When you feel strong and calm. Oh, I already did that. See, I missed my red spot.
Ooh.
Ooh. Here we go. When shaking hands are we already did that too. I forget that. Wow, we went way on a tangent.
Heck
open
yeah.
Palms. At an angle, gesturing with palms, showing signals your candor and openness. So, tilting your hands at a 45-degree angle shows signals of candor and openness. Does that make sense?
No, but go.
Shit. So, you know, like that. Palms down, turning your palms down signals power and certainty. Calm down, young daughter, you know?
Yes.
Signals power. Yeah. This is also a controlling signal as when you're trying to quiet the audience, like your teacher, remember?
Yeah.
Calm down, students. And then into fists or clutches objects tightly. That's a sign of control. A clutched hand signals anger and frustration. Anger and frustration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Because nothing good comes into it, you know. They always say nothing comes into a closed fist. So you want money, you got to be generous. You know, money flows through an open finger. Same with love and everything else. You can't, you know, if you're all closed off, nothing comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Finger pointing, aggressive finger pointing suggests that you are losing control of the situation. I kind of feel that.
Aggressive finger pointing. That's kind of funny.
I've been a huge finger pointer, probably because we were told it's rude to point your finger at.
It is.
Yeah.
I just, there's always, throughout your life, there's always that teacher or that boss that aggressively finger points.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was a science teacher.
When you said that, it all came flooding back to me, and I found it very amusing because as kids, we all made fun of that teacher,
yes,
which made them get even more angry, which made them aggressive finger point more,
right,
which made us laugh more. And, you know, the cycle.
Yeah. Mine was a science teacher. No names, but
mine was a gym teacher.
He definitely did not like his name spelled a certain way.
Yes.
So if you did not say it a certain way, he did not like an S at the end of his name, which, you know, okay.
Who cares?
Sure. But if you said the S at the end of his name, he would make you write it 50 times. And he would definitely point at you. So, I get it.
Insecure. Whew.
What's in a name? I don't know. The fig leaf posture, you know, with the
hands in front of the groin area.
Yes. Common sign of nervousness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. Vulnerability.
When you're nervous, it also has an effect on your stomach and on your bladder. And
then hands on your hips.
Yeah.
Communicate a defiant, super confident, and independent attitude.
So I should walk around with my hands on my hips all the time.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but Fall Out Boy singer
Patrick Stump.
Yes, has a solo song off of Soul Punk about with your hands on your hips.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can't think of the name of the song, but that's the song that came to mind.
Yes.
With your nose up in the air, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
I know exactly hands on what hips song and nose. Yeah. You're talking about, but I can't think of what it's called.
So let's go to a song.
Let's pick a song.
And then maybe it'll come to me.
While we're talking about songs. Yeah. Yes.
So my last song, you did pick your second song. Did you not?
I did not pick the second
you
song.
Must pick I'm sorry, I plowed right over you.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, just like a mother.
Well, my second song is Brought the Heat Back by Enhypen.
Ooh.
I've been getting into Enhypen lately.
Love that band. Always have.
This is off of their new EP, The Romance Untold, which is really good.
I have not gone down that rabbit hole.
Brought the Heat Back is my favorite track. Nice. On it. Let's hear and it. The music video is really cool because they sort of went back to their vampire theme, which I'm a sucker for vampires. I love vampire themed stuff. It's so cool.
Halloween's just around the corner.
It is. So I've been really enjoying this song. Brought the Heat Back by Enhypen.
Let's go.
Brought the Heat Back by Enhypen.
Yeah.
I like that. The video is so fun because it embraces the cheesy horror aspect. Mm-hmm. So there's like coffins falling on them and they explode into bats and things. It's fun. Nice. It's so fun.
I watched The Blob with Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's brother. Mm-hmm. And that's actually pretty good. And cheesy, but The Blob is pretty cool in that. What year that was, 80s or something. I don't know. Who knows? Well, I'm going to go ahead and pick my third song.
Yeah.
I picked Tell My Mama by Card.
That's it is such a great song.
I really like this song a lot. I play it often.
So. I just love their voices together, all four of them. It's magic.
And being a mama, us being mamas, we had to pick that Tell Your Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter was telling you all about her life this morning, wasn't she?
Yes.
Melting
yes.
down into a little puddle. Like
it happens.
Emotions are high. School is tough.
Life is difficult.
I don't know, but the more I see her going through stages as she grows up, the more I see myself at times just like, oh, girl, I've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
I feel those emotions deeply.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get through it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell My Mama by Card came out like recently, like weeks ago.
Yeah, all the K-pop songs came out within the last month.
Yeah, I'm the only one who picked a 1954 song, I think.
Yes. That's okay.
I like to do old stuff too, though. I'm an old soul. Tell My Mama by Card.
Yay! They sound so good together. Yeah. I love the harmonies and all.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
I like the guy parts too.
Yeah. So I like Joseph
part.
The set that they have for the music video. I thought was really cool. That like estate.
Yes. Yeah.
And Jiwoo's outfit. I want all of her outfits.
Yeah, she fashions. They both fashion they so
do.
Well.
They do.
Well, all of them do. All of them do.
They, yes.
When Joseph wore his pearls, he wore his best pearls to Denver and Maine. It was so wonderful. He looked so good. Yeah.
They all look so good.
Yeah. And man, BM is so tall.
He is.
They're both tall.
So but tall.
He is Big so Matthew. Tall. He is definitely Big Matthew.
Like, it doesn't seem like it until.
I mean, it doesn't.
You're next to him.
True.
And then you're looking up. You're like, whoa.
Impressive.
You're really tall.
Yeah, and at 5 foot, it's like, wow.
He's very, very tall.
You don't want to say, how's the weather up there?
No.
Because it's cold down here. It is. It's just not warmer.
Probably.
Heat closer rises. To the sun.
Yeah.
Jokes.
Let's go.
Okay. What kind of flowers like to sing?
Which ones?
Petunias. Petunias. When is music sticky?
When?
When it is on tape.
Mm. Of course. I was going to say when it's stuck in your head.
That too.
But when it's on tape.
Well, I finished watching like 11 gay dramas.
It's been a minute, so.
So Ghost Doctor is what I was watching on the last episode. And I definitely finished that with starring Kim Bum. I watched My Lovely Runner, which I really recommend. I really liked that one. Star Byung Bu-suk and Kim Hae-yoon. And it's like a time travel, you know, it goes into the past to change what's happening in the future or the present. I really liked that one. That was good. And I watched As Beautiful As You, which is a C-drama starring Shu Kai, you know, Chessman, and Tan Song Yung. That one was really good, too. And I watched Serendipity's Embrace, which is a K-drama starring Choi Jung Hyuk and Kim So Hyun. And that one was really good. And now I'm watching a Chinese drama called The Trick of Life and Love. And that stars Jin Wenjin. Wenjin? I didn't look up how to say it, so I apologize. But that one's really, really good. I'm enjoying that one, too. So, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. And I'm still watching One Piece. I'll probably be watching One Piece till I die. I'm in the episode. I'm in the 400s episodes now, though.
But you're getting through it, though.
I'm the 400s.
Holy moly. They're still making them. So
over 1,000.
I don't know where you...
Over 1,000 episodes, and they're still coming out with episodes.
Holy moly. That is a sign of a really good show that you are just like, I'm just done.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of funny because... Bailey sent me this video where there was this kid who grew up watching One Piece. So One Piece started in like the 90s. So he grew up watching One Piece, loved it, wanted to be a manga writer, wrote his own manga. They turned it into an anime. It's My Hero Academia. And then he finished his manga and One Piece is still going on. This kid grew up,
wow.
Wrote his own anime, and finished it within the time that One Piece is still going on.
How old is the writer of One Piece?
He's not that old. He's really not that old. Yeah, he started when he was like 19, 20. Oda, okay. He's been doing it for a long time, but he's honestly not that old. Huh. Yeah.
Great imagination.
Oh, he's incredible. Oda is incredible. The storytelling, just... I could do a whole episode on One Piece, but regardless,
maybe we will. I don't know.
I'm still watching One Piece.
I'm a little afraid to get into it with it being going on and all.
It's intense.
I've been watching Only Murders in the Building.
I did watch season 3. I haven't watched season 4 yet.
Well, there's only 2 episodes out, and I watched the first episode already, and the second one just came out. So, and I normally don't like to watch something as it is coming out because I get impatient and I don't like waiting.
I like to binge watch stuff.
But it's kind of, it pops up and then I get curious. And so it's really good though. I love that show.
Yeah. I'll pick my last song.
Okay.
So, and this also is about a month old, but Eunkwang and Minhyuk from B2B did like a solo unit song together under the name 90 Tan. And the song is called Tang Tang Tang. And they have a music video. It's amazing. It's just peak crackhead Sagittarius energy.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And Eunkwang is my B2B bias. I adore him. And Minhyuk is a close second. Love Minhyuk.
So it's cool that they both come together.
And then together, one of my favorite parts of watching Kingdom Legendary Wars was seeing the energy between Minhyuk and Eunkwang because they feed off each other and their energy. And so they're both kind of like, ha! And then behind them was always Changsub and Peniel, and they're both just like,
ah, yeah,
very chill, very whatever. Piscus. The Pisces, yes. The two Pisces and the two Sagittariuses. But
it's funny because my moon is Sag, and my rising is Pisces.
I don't have any Pisces, and I don't think.
So I relate to both of it, both of them.
I'm just all fire.
It's a good thing I have a little fire in me, though. I mean,
it helps.
It does help.
It helps. It's good that I have some earth in me, because that helps.
Yeah.
But crazy.
Well, between the air and the water, I definitely need a little fire.
Oh, yeah.
So
this is Tang 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 by 90 Tan, which is Eunwang and Minhyuk from B2B. Tang 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 by 90 Tan.
That's such a fun song.
It's so fun. I love the music video. I love it so much. It looks like they act like two kids that got given cake and then let loose.
Yeah. They always look like they have such fun making videos. B2B is always, they always,
I really
you
like B2B.
Feel the camaraderie in that band.
Mm-hmm.
It shines through their music. And they have a soft playlist that I love at night. It is one of my favorites. But I like their fast songs.
I love their fast songs.
Blowing up. Boy, that was
one of the first songs I actually picked for this podcast was Blowing Up. I
love that song.
It is.
We're going to a party.
So fun.
We're going to a party.
It's so fun. I love B2B.
Blowing Up. They're fun.
Yeah. A lot's been happening. A lot's been coming out.
Well, let's hope the next one is not going to take us forever. I'm not even going to say.
Nope.
But we will.
What are we talking about next time?
We're going to do a fact or fiction.
Okay.
So we'll put out a scenario and then
we'll see what
you think.
Yeah.
Is it truth? Is it not? It'll be kind of fun.
It will be fun. So. We're going to debate, talk, all of that fun stuff about whether or not these things are fact or fiction.
Or falsehood.
Ah!
Stay tuned. Getting into spooky season.
It's going to be fun.
This is the Chemist Podcast.
Yes.
I guess it's not quite that. It's not quite Halloween time yet, but in our house, it is almost there.
It is spooky season. This has been the Chemist Podcast.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Michaela, and we will talk to you next time.
We love you, keys. Keep singing. We love you.
Bye.
Sleep well.